Hey, hello everybody, and welcome to the Town of Bluff Planning and Zoning Commission regular meeting. Today is Thursday, July 3rd, 2025. The time is 6:02 p.m. We are meeting virtually and in person. Let's go ahead and start with a roll call for Planning and Zoning Commissioners. This is Amanda Podmore, Chair.
Marcia Haydenfelt.
Gary Hawes.
Malia Collins.
And Brian Whitney.
Welcome, commissioners, and Town of Bluff.
Loran Hook.
Thank you.
And I think Eric.
Yeah. Oh, Sam Bouchard.
And Aaron is online. Aaron Nelson. Okay. We'll open the meeting with a opportunity for public comment. Would anybody like to share a public comment up to 3 minutes in length? Okay, I will go ahead and close public comment period. So then we'll start with approval of meeting minutes from our June 5th regular meeting. I will share that on our screen. There was one small approximation note added in here. And then on the second page under item 6, the Civic Link trainings, Marcia added, she suggested each commissioner choose to watch what appealed to them and report to the group.
I think I did that. I watch one and you pick, Okay.
Any other changes to the minutes from June 5th?
I motion to approve the minutes as edited.
I'll second.
I
beat you, Brian.
That's a problem, not being in person.
Yeah. Okay, any discussion? All right, all in favor of the motion, say aye.
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 Okay. Passes unanimously. Thanks, everybody. Now we'll go to June 26th, our work session. I don't think we had any comments in these. Yeah.
I would move to approve the June 26th workshop minutes as presented.
I'll second that.
Okay, any discussion? All right, all in favor of the motion, say aye.
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 Aye. Okay, motion approved unanimously. Thanks, everybody. Okay, moving on to our agenda. Item one under old business is update from town council. I'll pass it over to Luann.
Okay, yes, so I was not here at your June 5th meeting. That's when Aaron came and Malia updated. And since then we've had a few meetings. And so I sort of summarized the general gist of what y'all ought to know. And one is that the disconnection is moving forward still. We're still fighting that disconnection up on the top. We have a court, it's proceeded to court dates, and then the court ordered mediation between the parties. So that's all still going, but it's pushed back clear to January.
Well,
because of the backup in the court with criminal stuff. So, and then the agreement with the nonprofit Utah Dene Bakaya with the old school is dissolved, and all parties are happy. They've all, everybody's fine with it. It was a good resolution to that agreement. And now the building is completely town owned with no condominium agreement at all. So no partners. Design review committee is still working. The architects are still working, and that all that is still moving forward. And the EPA grant is still out there in the holding pattern, waiting for court decisions to see if what they approved will ever come back. But at this point, it's not. And then the other one that was big was the dark sky designation. It was June 25th. They wanted to be the ones to announce it, and I forwarded to you guys that. So if you look in your email, if you didn't see it, I sent the designation to you all. But so yeah, it's great. That was a big step from, you guys were involved tons, and we've got the designation. So now the town can present it, or, you know, can announce it. Businesses can. Everybody can let people know that we're a dark sky community. The elections, we don't have a primary. We have one person running for mayor, and that's Josh Ewing. We have three running for town council. You're Gary Hawes, Spencer Wade, and myself. And so that will, their write-ins can be done up until August 29th or something like that, right at the end of August. And then past that, it's just this. Jones and DeMille came to town and did a big road study, and this program that they have can monitor signs, road conditions, potholes, all of those kinds of things. It was quite cool what they can do, and it should save us all a lot of work. And they will analyze our roads and tell us what to take care of and what to let go, saving funds and whatnot on things. It's like, no, don't bother patch this or that. But it could put in fire hydrants, it could map the whole thing. And anyway, so that was pretty cool. It's roads funds that have hired them. Then at the water department, we had a drop in the supply and then therefore the pressure a few weeks back, and it was a computer error that happened when the power went down. So they've, you know, kind of trying to figure out how to mitigate that if it happens again. We have interns, one of them with us tonight, and also we have Josie Lott and Thomas Hayden, and they're working on the dark sky, communication, roads, maps, the website, the .gov addressing, Zoom meetings. Sam's going a lot of those feel like mine. So anyway, that's been great. They're all assisting Aaron and working on those things. The EMS director came down, Jeremy Hoggard. We no longer can transport with our ambulance, but they can respond. Emergency medical responders now instead of emergency medical EMTs, as far as that. So that's was kind of huge, but when you don't have enough people to respond often enough, then they don't count them as qualified enough to be able to transport when they happen to be around. So we lost that, but they do back us up from Blanding and from Montezuma Creek. Montezuma Creek all on the res, Blanding all for Bluff. Blanding will come down if it's in Bluff proper, and Montezuma Creek will respond to everything else. And that was Jeremy Hoggard is the new person in charge up there, and it switched from the health department to safety, and that's where it brought on more regulations and more rules, is switching that department somewhere along the line. It sounds like it's state. And then July 17th, we have a work session, and a couple things on that are the advisory committees. We're trying to figure out, make them consistent so they all have a certain number. They all have certain bylaws and that kind of thing, and or not, and figure out which ones we need. We're going to work on the charges and waivers for the community center and for the fire kitchen to know, like right now we waive 501c3s. We're talking about waiving 84512s or charging everybody, just sort of make it a little more community. Bluff Cemetery, we've got RFP out for a surveyor, going to survey the graves at the top, and there's three owners. We're not partners, we're three separate owners. Bluff Town is not an owner of any of it. It's the Letty Jones Foundation, the Hole in the Rock Foundation, and Southwest Heritage. So they each own a part, and the new part is Southwest Heritage, where the new burials are being done. But we don't have to do a special service area. It can all just go through the town because we're a town. So that's moving along. Ann's working on it, but there are, you know, we'll need the survey on the new part, but the others have been. The building department, they asked the technician and the inspector to split the fees that they get paid instead of, it was heavier on the inspector side and less on the technician. So they decided to split it. They asked to split it half and half.
They themselves asked the town to do it that way. Okay.
And they, and then that will get looked at again. I think it was 4 months from when they started to see like what we need to do. And then San Juan County will run our election. In the fall, we don't need a primary, but we do need an election. And that will be $8,000, but we all voted that was well spent for trying to gear that all up between now and then and stuff. So that, yes, that was what I had on my list. So any Thank questions?
Sam, did you want to share anything about the transition coming up for like Town of Bluff email and website and stuff?
That's on here, isn't
oh, is it?
It?
Yeah, it's under.
Oh yeah, Aaron's yeah, sub. Yeah. That's right.
Yep.
Okay, sorry. Never mind. I don't have any questions. Any questions for Luann, folks on the phone?
Okay. Or any corrections? Feel free to correct.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
We'll move on to item two, which is update from the building department. Kristen Bushnell emailed to say there's no pending building permits or land use clearances, so no updates in that. Anybody else have anything there? Okay. All right, item three then, planning and zoning bylaws update. I did not receive the latest version, so I don't have an update there. Anybody else?
Not to my knowledge. Okay. I haven't received anything back. No. Oops, somebody's got it.
All good. Aaron said sorry. It's all good. All good. Okay, move on to item four, the Soul Smart update. I'll turn it over to Marcia.
I was given permission, or Amanda and I determined that we had permission to reach out to the Soul Smart people to figure out if, in fact, what they say is free, and what that would mean to us. And basically it is that they do offer the services of helping with energy ordinances and the things we've been working on. So I've watched a couple of their training videos, which are excellent for general information. And it makes me think that our energy draft ordinance is not done, because we have some things maybe more than we need and some things we're probably missing. So when I reached out to them, I said, hi, we're the little town of Bluff and we want to know if you can help us. And the answer I received was, yes, we're happy to help. And oh, by the way, it is free. And the free is because they are working off federal grants. So everybody keep your fingers crossed for whatever it was that happened today in Washington, D.C., and whether or not they will still have monies to do this. So bottom line is, I am waiting for an actual phone call or specific answer from someone named Sarah, and she will be telling me what it is that they can offer us. And at that time, I will say, who do you need to deal with? In other words, can Amanda do that as chair of planning and zoning, or do they need to go through the town mayor / manager, whatever? But once you sign up, and I think you and I talked about that last time, you climb the ladder from bronze to platinum of being a town that is ready for solar energy. Mm-hmm. So I'm looking forward to getting this help, and it'll reflect on our next subjects of renewable energy ordinance and such, because it means that these people can actually help us to write it and understand what we're saying. And therefore, at this moment, I have no specific answers, just that general plan.
Thank you, Marcia. I was thinking, so our next work session is July 17th, I believe. Depending on how Soul Smart can work with us and their timeline, I think it might be wise if maybe two of us met with them during business hours. I'm assuming if they're maybe East Coast or something, they may not want to join.
Midwest, but, you know.
Yeah. They may not want to join one of our evening meetings. So
don't know, yeah.
Yeah, if two of us did a webinar with them before the next work session, then we can use that work session to continue working on the ordinance.
That'd be cool. And
I
if
agree.
Oh, there you go, Malia. Yeah. Well, no, it's cool because Malia and Amanda started out this. We're actually working into subject number five on the agenda of saying that Amanda and Malia had done so much work on the energy ordinance, and I helped Malia a little bit, but once we sort of delved into it, we realized that we don't have enough answers. And we're hopeful that this Soul Smart will look at it and go, oh, you've got a great start, here's what you need, or hey, by the way, we have a better example for you or something, or maybe, you know, hey, hands off, you're doing a great job. So either way, I'd love specifics. So if I am answered in a timely manner, I will get those connections to the people that need it, be it you and Ann or Erin and, you know, whatever, and get Amanda going with it.
I think that's great. Thank you so much, Marcia. I'm available for a business hours meeting before our next work session.
Cool.
Okay.
I'm happy to be part of that.
Great. So maybe me and Marcia can arm wrestle for that second spot.
I defer to you guys.
And
dueling pistols.
No, I absolutely have no problem letting you guys take that on. I just was the person reaching out. Mm-hmm. And so if in fact they do get back, no, it's too late for you.
Well, if they're on the West Coast, they might be able to join.
Okay, bottom line, let's see what they tell me for communication purposes, and then I will give them more direct contact of Amanda, or if they say, hey, we need a town signature on this, a manager or a mayor, we'll get them involved. So let's see what they tell us, and we'll try and make this work, because we don't want to slide backwards on this. We don't want to let it languish. Mm-hmm. But I feel like we're just at this crossroads. Every time Malia and I looked at it, or you and Malia looked at it, you go, well, do we need that? Or, you know, what do we have in here? So, good.
Wonderful. Well, then let's transition to item 5, which is the Renewable Energy Ordinance update. So we have a plan to connect with SoulSmart. So our last work session was a week ago. I don't think anybody's done any work on the ordinance since then. Is that correct?
I have not. I had just written a few notes on my notes here, and they were things that hopefully will get addressed based on what I heard from SoulSmart. Just for example, one of the things that they mentioned sort of in passing is, did you know that some of the state's codes override the towns with things? In other words, one of the things Malia and I kept writing or looking at to write was, you must meet all state, federal, and local codes. Well, it turns out that some of those state local codes actually would override things. You'd have to meet them as opposed to anything we said. So it'd be nice to know what those are. Does Utah say you can't, you know, have it on your roof or something and we've screwed up? I don't believe so. It's just, what do they say? So it'll take some expertise to guide us that way, and I'm certainly hoping for someone like SoulSmart or somebody to show us the way. I'm also hoping that building department, Kristen and Corey, have their understanding of what they're doing, because we might write this ordinance, but the stuff's gonna go to them, you know, for the permitting and mm-hmm. inspection part. Obviously, they're going to have to know their part, so. We'll see.
Wonderful. Any other updates on item 5? Okay.
I guess I would say that the mayor has asked that it, you know, go along as quick as possible.
Yeah. I think that's why, if we can meet with SoulSmart before the next.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then just keep it.
Absolutely.
Okay. We'll keep moving. But yeah. Good to have that support from the mayor and encouragement. Yeah. So,
and the holiday weekend didn't sort of help with the timing, I think, because he got back in touch and went, did she call you yet? And I'm like, no, she didn't. So sure enough, everybody's probably off tomorrow. Mm-hmm.
So. And I didn't have time in my work week to work on the ordinance.
No, I'm not complaining.
Yeah.
Say.
Yeah.
It's a good one to focus on.
Cool.
And get it.
Okay, well, we can move on to item 6 under new business, land use clearance approvals. As I said, there's none in that. Anybody have anything to add? Okay, move on to item 7, update on technology, email addresses, shared drives, and meeting links. So, Erin, do you want to share, or do you want us to pass that to Sam?
Let's default to Sam to start, and I can chime in if there's anything else that I'd like to add. Sam, are you okay with that?
Yeah.
Excellent, thank you.
All right, to get started, we do have a new website, town website, the new .gov domain. So it's townofbluffutah.gov. If you go to the old domain, like townofbluff.org, it'll just redirect you straight to the new domain.
Townofbluffutah.gov. .gov.
Yep.
Okay.
And there'll be a few changes to the website just to like improve usability and like simplify like the drop downs and menus and all of that. We'll be adding a buildings department landing page. And then so new email addresses will be coming July 11th. There won't be any like you won't need to do anything. So like on the Galaxy side, they'll change web or the emails. You won't need to like re-log in or anything. But it'll be at townofbluffutah.gov instead of townofbluff.org. The first part will stay the same. It should be like
Marsha PZ at and then
townofbluffutah.gov. Yeah. So it'll still be through Outlook. Everything will be the same. Just your email address will be different. And if anyone sends emails to like your old address, they'll get redirected to your new one. So that's good. Like your passwords won't change at all. There'll be like a townwide announcement encouraging like people to use those new addresses coming out.
But if we give out our address, we should give out the new one as much as we can remember.
Yeah, yeah, okay. For sure. But if they do send you something to your old one, it'll get redirected to your new email. So
thank you.
You won't lose anything there. If anyone, I know Amanda uses like the WordPress website to update it.
Mm-hmm.
You'll just log in. It'll be like the townofbluffutah.gov WordPress.
Okay.
We're gonna make new usernames once we get the new emails, so we'll make sure to get you that. But if you need it like before then, I could definitely get you. It should be the same email password to log into the new one. And then switching to Zoom eventually, pretty soon, like instead of Google Meets. Working with Aaron to like set up a subscription and get all that figured out, but we believe that'll be like way better for like sharing screen, like making sure there's not like, you know, anything that happened fast. It'll just be like easier to keep it all in one place and like transition away from Google. And then
Sam, can I just ask you, how does that work for the host? Like you have to have a host then that has to let everybody in? Is that
you could set it up like that, or it could be an open meeting like it was with Google, but probably would want to do the
but could
the
you
host.
Do an open meeting with that where they come in and have no screen sharing you and could, no
yeah,
commenting
yeah. Mm-hmm. And then the host would be like able to like, allow certain people, because in Google Meets I was trying to do that, but there's no option to like allow. So it's either you have it on or off. But on Zoom, if it's like you would turn it so everyone has it off, and then the host allows certain people to turn it on or use it.
And then can you make it to where, like, all the commissioners can get into the meeting without being let
yeah.
in?
Yeah, so if they're, like, part of the organization, they should be able to just join.
Just join.
Any
See, that
special.
Would be great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then as we're, like, going away from the Google, like, Google Drive, all your files in Google Drive, I'm downloading those and converting them into, like, Microsoft, like, Word and Excel and putting them into a OneDrive. So transition away from Google into like Microsoft, you'll still be able to access and edit all of them. Like everything will still be there.
Can you let us know what day you do that so that we're
not
editing?
For sure.
Okay.
I'm talking with Erin about it. I think she has a date in mind where we'll like make that. But they'll still be in Google until she like gets rid of the Google. But yeah, she's trying to switch over to OneDrive and. See.
Is it live now?
No, not yet.
Not yet.
So for these meeting minutes and the things we're doing right now, we're still in Google.
I mean, so I've been downloading the files for like for the other like committees or whatever, but I'm waiting for this one. If you had any documents you're opening during this meeting, so I was waiting to download all those and convert them. And she actually like if there's a timeline to formally make that switch, talk to Aaron and I, and we could get like a timeline.
Well, I think you should just coordinate at least with Amanda
in
some
sure.
term, just like she said. Of
yeah, because we're not adding files a lot, but like today I added, I'll add the approved version of the minutes. So just to know, like, when is our sort of cutoff date?
Yeah, I'll give it there and definitely let you guys know, like, the exact time of the day. But, like, everything that you make or make changes or whatever now, it'll still be there.
Okay.
So, I think that's it. If you have any questions, definitely answer them.
I have just one maybe long-term flag. It's good we have the forwarding turned on for the website and the email, because mm-hmm. all of our forms are going to have our old mm-hmm. contact info. Is there a plan to update mm-hmm. forms on our website?
I think Aaron was working on that, updating okay. the form, yeah.
Great.
Changing the emails over.
Okay.
Yeah, contact on all the forms, that's right.
Brian and Malia, anything?
No, that sounds great. I did hear, actually, I do have one thing. I heard that we were going to be transitioning to Google Meets. Is that correct, or is it going to be Zoom?
Oh, I mean, we're on Google Meets right now. I think we're transitioning to Zoom in the future.
Okay, thanks.
Yep.
Okay.
Oh, wait, we're on Microsoft Meets, right? Is that what we're using?
We're on Google Meets.
Oh, we are? Okay, yeah. So transition to Zoom.
Awesome. Okay, thank you so much for doing all that for us.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll move on to item 8, approval of the GOEO. I love saying it. A letter. GOEO. Letter of endorsement. Let me share my screen.
Take over from here too.
Please, yeah.
I appreciate Planning and Zoning being my approving body for this Governor's Office of Economic Opportunity. So this is our grant.
Oh. Did we lose you?
Cooperative Cultural Center. Say that again.
We lost you for a second, but you're there, so don't move around.
Okay, I'm back. I did move, but I'm going to continue not moving.
Okay.
So this is our $445,000 Governor's Office of Economic Opportunity. This is our grant that is for the Cooperative Cultural Center, and pretty much all that we've spent at this point is on architecture, which we have just received our design plans, if that's the right term. And we have paid everything that I have issued you in the, not in this letter, but in the actual report, everything that we have paid up to this date. I'm gonna actually add a little bit more because they just sent us a $17,000 invoice, which we already have approved in this grant that I'll put in there. But this letter is literally the same one that you guys approved, or all of us, I think. Sorry, I have my project manager hat on. So this is the same letter that we approved as a Planning and Zoning Commission last year, and we are in year 2 of the grant, which does term at the end of this year. So if you do read through the grant report, you'll notice that I did say that I'm working on a reallocation because I am. I'm working on a reallocation of some of our funds so that we can spend them by the end of this year. And I've chatted with our grant representative and our project officer, and she is pretty confident that we are going to be able to get those approved, but this is just approving the money that we have spent up until the date that I submitted, and it's due at the end of this month.
Cool.
Wonderful. Thank you, Malia. The report was really thorough. I didn't have any questions or anything. Does anybody have any questions?
No.
Cool.
No.
Does she need a vote?
What? Yeah, just a vote. Okay, I move to approve sending a letter for GOEO for the approval of the expended funds in the grant.
I second.
Okay, any discussion? All right, all in favor
Thank
of the
you.
All in favor of the motion say aye.
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 You can say aye, Malia.
I can't. Is this a conflict of interest?
No, no.
No.
Okay, aye.
Okay. Wonderful. So motion approved unanimously. I will sign that letter and send it as a PDF to Aaron and Malia today or tomorrow.
Thank you.
Thanks. Okay.
Don't do it tomorrow. Tomorrow's a holiday.
Yeah.
Do it Monday.
Oh. Okay. Well, if I don't do it tomorrow, I might forget.
No, it doesn't. I don't think it matters.
It'll be waiting for them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Alrighty.
She'll send it along with some fireworks.
Yeah. Because paper is not flammable. Okay, number 9, items for next agenda. So I'm hoping we'll have a great Soul Smart update and we can really focus on the renewable energy ordinance. Also, the Hansen Group, who is reviewing our general plan for compliance with state law, got back to us with a report, and so we'll spend some time on that. And then maybe with the bylaws. So I'm hoping it's sort of a smaller agenda for the work session where we focus on renewable energy ordinance and the general plan review.
Perfect.
Anything else folks want to see on that?
No, I think that's great. On the general plan review, I just read cursorily the letter that they sent, and they brought up some issues, and it's like, I hope that just by their general statements and those issues, I think we may have answered some already, but I guess we'll see. Okay. I'll go through and read what they wrote for next time.
What's the date of the next meeting?
July 17th, I think it is.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay. That's a Thursday?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Did you say you guys have a work session that day?
I know I did, but it must not be. Because it's Tuesday, okay. So it's 15, probably the 15th.
17 or something, okay. Whatever.
Yeah, and I'll just note the Hansen Group said that our general plan was very good. So kudos to everybody who worked on it. Yeah, they were impressed. So
nice.
Awesome. Okay. Item 10, any other items?
No, I think we should cancel the city's fireworks tomorrow because it's too dry. Oh, wait, we don't have any.
And it rained.
And it rained, so we could have some.
What?
I'm going to adjourn.
Oh. Okay, we have a motion from Malia, a second from Brian. Meeting is adjourned at 6:34 p.m. Thanks, everybody.
Woo-hoo.
Sweet.
Thanks, everybody.
Happy fourth.
Have a good
night.
Have
fun
out
there.
Woo-hoo.
Okay.
What?